Hey people, are you looking for an American pilot watch? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 Watches are styled, designed, and hand-assembled by the Kingsley Watch Company in Providence, Rhode Island. Order your Kingsley 1945 watch today by emailing me at imatdavehond@gmail.com and receive a complimentary gift with purchase. The offer is good until the end of November of 2015. Okay, on with the show. I'm excited today because I'm going to change things up a little bit. I recently had some time to interview my good friend Jonathan Rozek, who is the head bartender at Twist at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. It's one of the best restaurants out there. It's 5-star, amazing dining room, incredibly ambient, amazing bar. Jonathan and I discussed the new fall cocktail menu, watches, and so much more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? This is Amit Dave Hond. I'm with my good friend, Jonathan Rozek. He's the head bartender for Twist at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. I'm sitting here drinking a glass of Ruinart Rosé Champagne. We're talking about the new fall cocktail menu. It's probably the most original cocktail menu I've ever seen in a bar, in a restaurant, whatever. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
Good, Amit. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Thank you very much for being here, man. Absolutely. Well, it's actually me who's here, so.
Absolutely. And since you're drinking some champagne to start this evening, I was thinking we could go into a couple of cocktails that we have on the menu that
I'd love to. Are champagne based. Let's do it, man.
Dive right in.
I'd love to. I was privy to you know, sampling Jonathan's creations of cocktails that he created for the new fall menu. And what I was really taken aback by was how original it was and how inspiring it was, because everybody does pumpkin and everybody does stuff that's so contrived and so, like, it doesn't take any effort or any thought, but you really thought about this. First of all, you did an incredible drink. We'll get to the champagne thing in a second, because I'm drinking champagne, so I want to focus on what I'm drinking. But you did something really interesting with sweet potato.
Right.
And that's so original. And the thing that automatically, like, when you let me taste it, is that it's really hearty. And, you know, like me, you're from the East Coast, and we have that bond, and we've known each other for almost 5 years now. And Jay is like my brother. We're very close, and he's always really kind to me and lets me sample stuff way before the rest of the public. And one thing I noticed immediately was, like, it was almost like a hearty soup that some grandma made in her kitchen and spent hours making. Was like, you gotta try this, you know? And very few people get to do that. And I was privy to doing that, and I was blown away, because you would think, okay, like, sweet potato, that's heavy. I can't imagine you drinking a full cocktail and enjoying it and actually, like, talking about it. But I did, because it was so original, and it was tasty, and it was inspiring, and you just had nodes of different things. How did that all come about?
Well, honestly, it all started with making a cocktail that was based on pumpkins and kind of getting steered away by that by other colleagues making similar cocktails. And I was like, you know, I don't want to be the same as everybody else.
I don't want to be like everybody else.
Everybody, like, you go to Starbucks, it's pumpkin spice latte. You go to 7-Eleven, every single place you see, the calendar turns to October, it's pumpkin spice.
You go to, like, Vaughn's, they're like pumpkin Debbie cakes everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So being that, you know, that said, once I realized that, I was like, well, how can I keep this with, like, a fall kind of harvest kind of feel to it,
right?
And still come across with similar flavor profiles, but making it unique and different all at the same time. And honestly, I was at the store, and not even making this up, and I was like, man, what can I do? What fruit or what vegetable? What can I do that's going to be different and really add something special to the menu? And I came across the sweet potatoes, and I was like, you know what, this is going to be fantastic. I was like, holidays, everybody loves sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
And if you're not even eating sweet potato pie, it's sweet potatoes with the toasted marshmallows on top and like a little casserole thing that your mom makes on Thanksgiving, right?
So absolutely.
That's kind of where I wanted to go with the dish, and it kind of took on many different levels and different you know, profiles to getting it there, but we finally settled on having chef do a lovely puree in the back, so we have 5-star chefs in the back making our puree for us, which is fantastic.
How great is that? Right? You don't even have to do anything with that. But it was your what I love about this is that it was your creation,
right?
And it's a very original thought because no one wants to put in the effort. You put in the effort, and it paid off. You know, in my opinion, it so paid off. I tell everybody about it. Is it officially on the menu yet?
It's going to be on there on the menu. On Tuesday, October 13th.
October 13th. So definitely, those of you who are listening, please come to Twist. Come and see Jonathan. Ask for that drink, the sweet potato cocktail that's served in a martini glass.
Right.
And honestly, it's one of those things, when I tell you, with the sound of it, you think it's a sweet potato in a glass with a bunch of cinnamon on top, but it's not. The puree is so fine, and it's so tasty. And, you know, a lot of those kind of drinks can be construed as a dessert in a glass, but it's not. That's the amazing part. It totes the line between a real cocktail and a dessert, and right. It doesn't feel like either.
The real key behind that was finding a right balance of citrus to add to the cocktail to kind of get it away from that dessert. So it's not really like a sweet potato pie. It tastes like it, yes, but really, you're right. You can sit down at the beginning of your dinner and enjoy it just the same way you could do at the end of your dinner. Because the nice little touch of citrus still kind of makes it light enough, fresh enough.
You could eat that with a steak, bro. You, like, honestly, you know how there are these rules that you have to have X with steak and Y with pasta, right, or whatever? This is the kind of drink. What's cool,
it transcends all dishes.
Totally. And I think, is the temperature served cold or is it room temperature? I don't remember.
It's shaken. So it's shaken on ice.
Okay. So. Yeah. See, the cool thing is what, you know, I've been coming to Twist for like 3.5 years now, and one of the things I love is that, you know, Jay knows my profile. I'm brown, so I like brown liquor, and you know, he kind of got me into it as well with other guys. And what's cool is that I don't really have to ask him too much. I'm like, just make me something creative, and he comes up with the most fascinating cocktails that I can't even get on the other side of the Mandarin Oriental. Like, his mind thinks totally differently, and he evokes the spirit of passion in whatever he does, and I appreciate it very much. And like that, and we'll get to the champagne cocktails in a second. But the cool thing to tie this into what I do is that Jay's also kind of a watch collector as well. And, you know, he got a really cool watch from me about almost a year ago. It was a Kingsley 1945 watch, which I'm a distributor of. And we made a one-off piece. And I've never done a piece like this ever for anyone. And I won't probably ever do it again. You know, Jay's got a really cool car, and his colors are red and black. He plays in a softball team called the Honey Badgers. Their colors are red and black, and he wanted something red and black, and we got him something red and black, and we did something completely specialized and completely original. And now I have Ferrari collectors all over the world who are just like, make me that piece. And I'm like, I will never replicate it, because that's my bond, that's my word. And Jay's my brother, as I said. And I think that, you know, it goes hand in hand. Like, can you explain, like, the process in which, you know, from the time that we discussed you getting something to getting it, and to now it's a year under your belt wearing it, how everything went down? Like, because, like, you never owned really a nice watch before this, a really nice watch. This is your first nice piece. What drew you into Kingsley 1945 watches? Like, how did you even hear about it?
Well, I heard about the watches through you, but honestly, what really drew me towards it was the fact of the original World War II fighter pilots' watches, pieces being within the watch, you know, that really kind of hit home for me. My grandfather was in the war, was actually in a concentration camp just outside of Russia. Wow. And, you know, so just kind of just that era, that everything, how little things mean so much, you know what I mean? And when something could go through a hellacious, you know, battles and wars and things like that, and still
challenges
wind up, and still wind up in good enough conditions to be on somebody's wrist, and to take those products and to take those pieces and to put it on something new and kind of keep that spirit alive.
Yep.
You know, it kind of really kind of drove home with me because I'm kind of an old-fashioned kind of guy.
Right.
But
yeah, Jay's a classic kind of guy.
In the sense of, like, the, you know, the process of actually, like, buying the watch and coming up with, like, the color schemes and the and whatever. I mean, honestly, that was by far 100 step away first class. I mean, with speaking with you, Amit, or, you know, and back and forth with Ramon, trying to get every single detail of that of what I wanted, from the hands to the face of the dial to the straps, every single thing that I wanted, he was able to do and accommodate. You made it happen.
And my pleasure.
And for that reason, obviously, Kingsley and you and Ramon both are, you know, highly recommended just wherever I go. Because everywhere I go, the watch is just, oh, my God, what is that? Where did you get it?
It's a huge topic of conversation.
Can I get one? And it's, you can't have this one.
And you can't have even another one like it.
You can't have another one like it. But I'll be more than happy to set you up with something similar. Because it really was an amazing thing. And honestly, like I said, me and you've been friends for a while now, you know, through the Mandarin, and it was not only my honor, but a privilege to be able to go through you and get a watch
and go
through that process.
It was my honor.
Everything, it was like really like dealing with family the whole way. So
that means the world to me, and Jay works really hard. He's here 5 nights a week, and the fact that he entrusted me to make something completely unique for him and execute it. The challenge for me is always to be like, no, it can't be done, and being like, yes, it can. You know?
Yeah.
And the fact that we were able to do something like this for you, first of all, Ramon takes a lot of pride, and he tells a lot of people about that experience. In fact, the amount of collectors he has who want that piece, and he literally... I've had collectors be like, I want it with a white dial. And he's like, nope, we don't. We did it with a black dial. We did it with a custom. We actually cured this ring that's red that Ramon hand-painted, like in a Ferrari-type red color. It's a little darker than that, actually, but it's so cool. And one of my promises, I love to live by my promises, because as a man, if you can, your word is everything. And especially it's an East Coast thing. The East Coast, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. And, you know, I've had people offer me 10 times, and I've been like, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is that I said I was going to make one, and I'm going to make one. I'm not going to make five. And I'm not going to try to variate that. The fact that you're happy and the fact that you're wearing it, can you describe now, like, okay, we went through the transactional part, and... everything was delivered as promised. Now, having worn it for a year, what are your feelings about it?
Like, every time I put it on, I feel like I'm the boss. To be honest with you, I feel amazing, you know? But you put it on, and it's just... I don't know, man. There's just something about putting it on that makes me feel great. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... you know, and it's not like having any other watch. It really isn't, because it's made especially for me. So every time you see it, every time someone else comments on it, it's just... it just makes me feel that much more special to have it. Like, anybody could go get the Rolex in that counter in that thing and have it.
It's like Boogie Nights, yeah, right? You're like the Dirk. It's like the Dirk Diggler of watches, right?
Right. Exactly. I mean, honestly, to have that watch, and to be able to not be able to share it with anybody is more special. Not trying to sound like conceited or like, you know, anything like that, but it's honestly, it's one of those things where, you know, when you look down and you look at something that was specifically made for you, it's just in awe every time you see it, that wow, this amazing piece is mine, and everybody can look at it and envy it, but they can't have it.
No.
It's really cool, man. And honestly, that's what kind of really also helped draw me into the whole process. So I mean, it's fantastic to have it, to own it. And two, like I said, whenever you wear it and you go out, I mean, obviously I work behind the bar, so I don't like wearing it when I'm behind the bar because I don't want to get it all.
Well, I think it fits you also perfectly because it's, I mean, aside from the customization part, it's a real man's watch. It's
right.
It's stealthy, it's thick, the details are there for sure. But I think the cool thing, too, is eventually, like, being able to change the straps and customize it that way, change the look of it. I mean, that's all, like, that's all something so original that very few companies allow you to do that with a watch, right?
Change the strap.
And you have the tool. And how would you say the presentation of it was, like, in terms of the way it came to you?
Yeah, I mean, the presentation of the watch, and, I mean, when it was first given to me, was stunning. It was obviously like when you first open it up and you see your watch there, and you know, we talked about it. We had an extra strap already inside the box as well, and I had the little tool to swap them out. And
the Allen wrenches.
Yeah, everything was just there in place, and you had my name on a placard with the serial number of the watch and everything. It was just honestly, it was just really, really tastefully done, and the layout of all of it was really cool and really unique. I mean, obviously, you don't typically get watches in cigar boxes, right, every day. So they usually come in a little
bit. You don't even get cigars in cigar boxes,
right?
These days.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, I mean, the presentation of everything was fantastic. I mean, and like I said, it was really cool, man, to be able to have the box and kind of like have, when you're not wearing it, a cool little home for it. Like, it's not it's almost like on display. If you're not wearing it, it's on display to where if someone's at your house and you're not even wearing it, what is that? Why is it there?
And it's like a clock, right? You could have it by your bedside and it's like at a clock on your bedside.
Right. So it's really cool. I mean, the whole, like I said, with the whole box and everything like that, it really, really kind of makes it a focal piece even when you're not wearing it. Which made it really, really kind of unique.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, and thanks a lot for working with me.
Absolutely.
Now with the new cocktail menu, getting back to what we were discussing before, the new cocktail menu, you've got champagne cocktails on the new fall menu.
Right.
Some really unique stuff that I haven't seen before. Stuff that involved like flowers and stuff like that I've never seen, edible flowers in a champagne cocktail for the fall. How did that come about? Like, what was the inspiration for that? What is the name of that drink officially?
That drink is going to be the Twisted Royale.
Awesome name. So cool.
And so it's a playoff like a Kir Royale. But essentially, I'm bringing two ingredients that people most commonly ask for in champagne together, in Saint Germain and Creme de Cassis. The really thing that makes the drink unique is this edible silver dust that goes in there, kind of suspends and floats throughout the entire cocktail, and on top there's floating edible viola flowers. So it kind of
cool.
Makes the drink really elegant, really beautiful.
It's really pretty. I mean, I don't know how to say it without not sounding masculine. But it is a very...
It's a beautiful cocktail. It is.
But it's one of those drinks that I feel like, as a man, you can drink it and appreciate it and enjoy it. And as a woman, you're just like, you know...
Right.
It's like the mecca of champagne cocktails.
I mean, being where we're at, being in a five-star restaurant, 23 floors up, overlooking the strip, I mean, beautiful views. Why shouldn't you have something elegant and beautiful in front of you?
Totally.
Even in a cocktail glass. So, I mean, honestly, like... The inspiration came from obviously being a French restaurant. We have twist colors, which are purple and silver, and that obviously speaks it to a T with adding the cassis and having a purple cocktail with the silver dust suspending throughout and edible purple, flowers floating on top. It's just really, it's really, really just.
Well, you feel like you kind of. The thing is like for anyone who comes in that will drink it, will feel like a rock star,
right?
Because you feel so pampered. You feel so taken care of. You feel like the thing, what I love most about this bar at Twist at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas is that there are four seats at the bar. It's a very intimate bar. Jonathan is the head bartender and the only bartender. And the thing is that what you're getting is a very unique and personal experience. And the fact is, he gave birth to this incredible champagne cocktail, which you can't get anywhere else in the world, and I've never seen a cocktail like it, That's what blew me away. And you know how much I love champagne. I'm drinking it right now. And the colors are beautiful. It's vivid. It's vibrant. But at the same time, like, With champagne, it's one of those things where champagne is such a celebratory cocktail, right? You only, like I grew up in India and Europe and in America, and when growing up in London, it's like you didn't need a reason to drink champagne. You drank champagne because you had a great day, or you didn't have a great day, you just drank champagne. And what I like about this is it's bringing that whole dynamic back. You don't need a specific reason to be drinking this cocktail. You want to come into the Mandarin Oriental, you want to just decompress, you want to have an amazing experience, you order this cocktail, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And I agree. Thank you so much for letting me try it almost 2 months before. That will also launch October 13th?
Absolutely.
Okay, now the third cocktail is a play on, and I think it's the best, it's a champagne cocktail as well. I think out of all three, it's got the best name. It's certainly the most interesting, and it's based on one of my favorite cocktails of all time, the French 75. You know, and for those of you out there who don't know, French 75 is basically a champagne cocktail with gin and other things. It's, you know, you have simple syrup and you've got a couple of other things.
Lemon juice.
And it's a super cool drink. But what Jonathan did to this is, first of all, he rocked the hell out of it and called it
Smoking 75,
which how can you forget? Smoking 75. And why is it a smoking 75?
It's a smoking 75 because the play on the liquor that we use in the cocktail, instead of using a traditional gin,
right,
we're using a mezcal.
Okay.
Which is a tequila.
Right.
It's a aged tequila. It has a nice little smoke to it.
And you would never think tequila and champagne, how would that
almost
work?
Almost never, right? I mean,
but it doesn't overpower the drink. That's the first thing I told you. Like, totally doesn't overpower it. It totally has an undertone of it, and you get to experience the beauty of the champagne with a kick of the mezcal, right?
Right. I mean, honestly, the start for me when you're enjoying it, it really kind of hits you with the champagne, the bubbles on your tongue, and kind of get lightened by the citrus notes. It kind of gets you that little like bitter clincher in the back of your jaw, right? Kind of makes you want to take another sip, and then as all that starts to fade away, what's left is a nice light smokiness on your tongue.
Yeah.
And it kind of just reminds you of the fall, the winter.
Totally.
It's very, very beautiful. It's like cocktail. The transformation in your mouth is unbelievable, from the bright champagne, the bubbles, to the citrus, to then all of a sudden a light undertone of smokiness that's left behind.
It's like a comfy blanket for your tongue. It's I don't know how else to say without sounding cheesy like that, but that's what it is. It's like, you know, it's like any great comfort food you grew up loving or wanting. But this is so much more refined, so much more. So what's the color of it like? Does it change? Is it a clear liquid, the mezcal? Is it dark?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the appearance of it would be that of a traditional French 75. I mean,
okay.
If you were looking at it side by side, you wouldn't even really be able to tell the difference. But when you sip it,
yeah,
that's when you'll notice the difference.
Totally.
Honestly, like, it doesn't even smell like the smoke. It doesn't even smell like there's any kind of oak or anything like that on it. And literally, it kind of just subtly hits you, and it's just a beautiful play on a timeless classic.
I love it. Well, there you have it, folks. You heard it from the horse's mouth. That was Jonathan Rozek, dear friend and head bartender of Twist at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. Come in definitely October 13th and after to try out the new fall cocktails. You know, anything from a sweet potato pie cocktail to a really, really nice effervescent sort of champagne cocktail with an edible flower, and a twist on a classic champagne cocktail, the Smokin' 75. Thank you so much for your time, Jonathan. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Amit.
And I hope to talk watches and cocktails with you soon, man.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Well, that was very cool and interesting. It's something I normally don't do, but I'm going to start doing more because I love watches and I love incredibly made cocktails, especially from people who put so much love and passion into what they do, the same way I do with watches. And Jonathan, as you can see, is a very dear friend, almost like a brother. He's been very kind to me. And if you're in the area, if you're in Las Vegas, A, you need to go to the Mandarin Oriental Hotel because it's the most beautiful hotel in the world. B, you need to go to Twist, which is on the 23rd floor on the left-hand side. When you get out of the elevators, make an immediate left, go down the hall. You'll be welcomed with this incredible installation of butterflies hanging, and it's just an intimate room and a wonderful experience, and the bar is phenomenal, and it's swanky and it's sophisticated, but you don't feel like you have to be, you know, dressed in a tux or in a suit. Obviously dress nicely, respect the place, but Jonathan's just an amazing mixologist and a great guy to talk to, and he'll definitely give you an education. He'll definitely make you something unique. Definitely try out the new fall cocktail menu at Twist at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. The new stuff goes on the menu, as he said, October 13th. So thank you, Jonathan, for this interview and for supporting me, and I'm glad he loves his watch. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Kingsley 1945 Watches. If you want an American Pilot watch hand-assembled in the U.S., that's original design and inspired by World War II altimeters, that's masculine, that doesn't break the bank, definitely check out www.kingsley1945.com. Order your Kingsley 1945 watch today by emailing me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. And until the end of November of 2015, get a complimentary gift with purchase. I'd also like to thank Childboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me in the watch industry, definitely check out my Twitter and my Instagram. You can see pictures of watches, get caught up with the latest watch news. My handles for both are at Amit Dev Honda. You can also check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Please don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. And, you know, if you like this podcast and you like what you hear, definitely follow it. Your support is very much appreciated and very, very much a necessity. It really helps me out. And I thank all of those of you who have been listening from the beginning. And for all of you newbies out there, I hope you enjoy the ride, because there's a lot more good stuff coming. And I also will include a link to my weekly newsletter. It's a great way of getting caught up without following my blog on a daily basis. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.